This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
From what's happening here, President Trump is previewing his fifth full day in office, tweeting a big day planned on national security, among many other things. We will build the wall. A senior administration official says Trump will sign an executive order to construct a new barrier along the Mexican border when he visits the Department of Homeland Security this afternoon, and also one that will crack down on cities that refuse to hand over the undocumented for deportation. Still unknown is what action the president will take on DACA, the Obama executive order granted protection for hundreds of thousands of undocumented who arrived as children. There's also reports from Reuters and the New York Times that Trump might fulfill a campaign promise by imposing a temporary ban on most refugees, as Cokie was alluding to, a suspension of visas for anyone from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The New York Times has similar reporting on this, but says those details could change.
And again, this is what he promised in the campaign. And in fact,
of course, a little Morning Joe action there. The president, again, you know, being a man of action, as we discussed with Jim Antle, quite novel that you have a politician actually following up on the promises they made on the campaign trail. We talk about the vetting of refugees, of course, the interview that and discussion that we had yesterday regarding, planned, programmed refugee, incursion and invasion here in America with Leo Homan in his new book that we talked about yesterday. This is real. I mean, people in, throughout the country, and I say, and particularly in parts of the country where this has taken place, they see what's happening. They see what is going on here. We're losing zip codes in our neighborhoods because of, refugees coming and not assimilating, and not embracing the American way of life, not looking to, and when I say assimilating, I'm not just talking about, foregoing your culture. I think it's, you still embrace your culture, but you have to understand that you are now under the rule of law of the U.S. Constitution. And what are you doing to add or take away? And that's what, President Trump was talking about in the inauguration in terms of America First. He's looking at saying, okay, the things that America will decide on, it will be held up against the standard. Does it add or take away from the advancement of the American people? Is it going to be at our injury? Because for so long, the decisions and the world view that our diplomats considered was, okay, well, America can afford it. We'll give it up here. Well, what happens is we can afford it time and again to such a degree that we're now $20 trillion in debt. We have a government that is bloated. I know Chris Arndt had brought up some good points about this, the need for government. I don't think that Republicans are saying that we don't need government, but we need a balanced government. We need to understand, okay, what are we paying for? If we can only afford a $3 trillion a year government, then that's what we should budget and that's what we should appropriate for and that's what we should design. But we shouldn't think that, what's 3 trillion? What's 3.5 trillion? $4 trillion government and we're paying for something that we can't afford. Maybe we need to defer, some of these ideas and plans until we can pay for it. And, one of the main things that we have to look at, and it looks like Donald Trump certainly is considering this seriously, and that is that $20 trillion debt. We have got to bring that down. We cannot continue to drag this anchor along with us and be the great America of the 21st century that many of us have a vision for. So the future bodes well for us, but we have a lot of work to do, and this is why all hands on deck are required, whether you're Republican or Democrat or an independent. This is about all of us, the United States of America, and thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Now, that's one thing that Donald Trump has brought to the forefront here is that it definitely is causing people to stop and look around and reconsider some things. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Chris Warren is with us right now, Vice President of Communications at the American Energy Alliance. In his role, Chris develops AEA's strategy for promoting free market energy policies and oversees all media outreach, coalition building, and communication initiatives. Chris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, I got to tell you, I was very pleased to see what Donald Trump did yesterday relevant to the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines. I think this was a real win for all concerned. I mean, it definitely demonstrated the capriciousness of the former administration. And, he was very wise to use the research that the Democrats had already, you know, had there that the Obama administration had presented and had put together. But they just chose to ignore, and it made, their stopping of this process and the jobs and what it meant for American energy, it made it look rather capricious, didn't it?
It did. I mean, the previous administration slow walked the Keystone XL pipeline for the majority of its time in office. And despite State Department reviews giving it a clean bill of health and everything looking in favor of the pipeline, the same thing with Dakota Access. They swept in at the last minute and stalled that pipeline. So I think what you're seeing now from President Trump is the beginning of a monumental shift in how our federal government approaches energy policy in this country, and I think it's all for the better.
And he was cautious to point out that he considers himself to be an environmentalist. He wasn't like he was throwing caution to the wind here and just saying, look, it's all about business. I'm a business guy. So this is about, a singular track here, totally about America's energy independence without being responsible to the environment.
Yeah, and I think this idea that that you can't be an environmentalist unless you subscribe to the National Environmental Lobby, the Sierra Clubs of the world, unless you subscribe to their extreme policies, the fact that you can't be an environmentalist is just false. Mm. Everyone wants clean air and water. That's a common goal for all of us. And President Trump on the campaign trail made that very clear. He stated specifically that he wants to return the EPA back to its core mission of clean air and clean water. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we can do that and still grow the economy and have these pro-energy policies that let us tap into our oil, gas, and coal resources.
And it's time to return these agencies to empirical evidence and scientific fact, not innuendo, not passionate ideology, because these groups have exposed themselves quite severely. I mean, when you got the chair or the president or the director of the Sierra Club coming on and, just getting caught in a mantra that is unsubstantiated, and he refuses to accept any new evidence. I mean, it seems so ideologically fixed and untenable that, you know, this is problematic. So they're going to get left in the dust here because America is moving on. They're tired and fed up of getting, you know, hogtied with all this ideology that moves this country nowhere. And here it is, you know, for the first time, Chris, in our lifetime, America has a true reality of becoming, you know, totally energy independent from all these bad players that we've had to succumb to and be influenced by and give space to. Now we can truly be independent and free from that liability and that potential liability. And, you know, we've had administrations all in the name and the cause of environmentalism stopping up the process here.
Yeah, and that's a great point you bring up. The increase in production here in the United States, which, you know, I will add, happened not because of the President Obama, but because of activity and innovators on that were producing these resources on state and private lands, has really had an impact on global markets. When we're producing more energy here in the United States, it brings oil prices down and it makes the global oil markets less susceptible to disruptions and unrest in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It prevents Russia from yielding energy as a weapon against countries in its sphere of influence. So,
right.
You know, not only is producing more energy here good for America, but it's also good for the rest of the world.
Yeah, and the good point of this, Chris, you know, bringing back the environmentalists and acknowledging their passion and what they've contributed here, this is, you know, because they were part of the discussion and consideration here, you know, these innovations, and it was all, okay, are we doing something environmentally sound? Whereas probably decades ago, you know, there was little consideration for that. So I appreciate that they've been involved in the conversation. They've raised the standard. They've contributed to this increase in productivity, haven't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I like to separate these two groups out. So there are your local environmentalists and environmental groups, people who care about cleaning up their local lake or river and want a clean environment for their families and their communities. And then you have these large, well-funded national environmental lobbyist groups that operate primarily in San Francisco, New York City, and Washington, D.C. And they're just large entities that push green energy technology and try to shut down existing coal plants. They want to end the practice of hydraulic fracturing. That's a much different type of environmentalism, and I would say it's a far cry from folks in their local communities who want to protect their local environment, which is an admirable goal.
Exactly. And speaking of which, you know, when you look at the Dakota Access Pipelines, you've got the indigenous people there that are saying, hey, look at, you know, we're going across some, you know, honored and hallowed property here. How was the president and how were engineers able to answer that issue for, you know, for the people there in the Dakotas?
So the majority of the land that this pipeline is going under is privately owned.
Mm.
And so, you know, they had a 2-year process where they were going through the permitting process and also getting stakeholder input from everyone involved. And then sort of at the end of this, right after when everything looked like it was going to get the green light, you had this huge push from outside lobbying groups and activist groups and celebrities coming in there to kind of to blow the whole thing up and keep the pipeline from being built. So a lot of the concerns had been addressed, and there was a long time period for these things to come up, to be brought up and brought to the table, any concerns that locals and outside groups may have. But they waited to the last minute after everything had already gone through, largely just to, I think, cause a scene and get a lot of media attention.
Well, and they've also brought up that, you know, we've got pipelines that are leaking oil and that sort of thing. How much veracity is that holding?
Not much. I mean, if you look at the numbers, most, I would say a good 99%, right around there, of oil that travels through pipelines in this country reaches its destination safely. Pipelines are the safest, most efficient way of transporting these resources, And, you know, you have, you know, these resources are going to get moved somehow. It's either going to be by pipeline, rail, or truck. And pipelines have proven to be a very efficient way of doing it.
Exactly. Well, Chris Warren, Vice President of Communications at the American Energy Alliance. Chris, thank you so much for enlightening us and coming on Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count the times and say you are forgiven more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinion.
this is a government of for and by we the people, as Donald Trump said. This is the new America, where everything is going to be measured on what advances the cause of America first. Quite a novel concept, and quite a novel concept that we would have a politician actually follow up on the very promises that they made and do so in such an expeditious manner. Dare I say that the Beltway has been energized, and a lot of people are hard-pressed to keep up with him. This is what happens when you have a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office. American Energy Alliance President Tom Pyle said the other day, after the signing of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipeline, the executive order, he says these are long overdue infrastructure projects that have been senselessly and needlessly delayed by politics. In both cases, the previous administration changed the rules in the middle of the game, violating the rule of law and betraying Americans' trust in the federal government. The Trump administration is sending a strong signal that it is serious about putting America's needs first, and that pipelines and other important energy projects will no longer languish due to political pressure from the keep it in the ground crowd. That is your boss there, Tom Pyle. Chris Warren. Chris Warren is back with us, the Vice President of Communications at the American Energy Alliance. He's spot on, right?
Yeah,
of course. You got to say that. I mean, this is your boss.
Yeah, I have to say that. I think that part that you pulled out there is spot on, because these past 8 years, there's been this antagonism towards pipeline infrastructure. And for most people who've been working in the energy space for years, I think they're scratching their head at it, because this is these are standard infrastructure projects that help keep these energy resources moving and keep America moving. So, that's why we're so encouraged by what the Trump administration is doing. He's not ashamed to say, look, these are good for this country and we're going to move forward with them, and politics aren't going to get in the way.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, there are some people that are concerned by it, some who are outsiders, maybe in the name of, as trying to represent some of these other interests that would, that were happy to keep it in the ground and have stalled this process out. But even, as you say, by its very own research, the previous administration found that this was all pretty benign, that, there wasn't a reason to stop this, but for ideological purposes or political purposes.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, if you look at the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Army Corps of Engineers went through the process of reaching out to local tribes and people that lived in this region to get their input for over 2 years. And then the Army Corps of Engineers also gave an environmental impact statement saying that this pipeline, there's no cause for concern, for environmental concern, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of this process, in this 2 years, just right before President Obama left office, a political appointee at the Army Corps of Engineers decided to stall the pipeline. So it's all political here. When you have the career folks in the Army Corps of Engineers and you have these experts telling you this pipeline has a clean bill of health, and then you have a political person come in and say, well, we're not going to move forward with it anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't help but think that's political.
Yeah, and they're giving it a clean bill of health. And then, as I suggested at the end of our last conversation here, Chris, some have argued, well, there's been leakage in these pipes, and if it had been to a level that was so deleterious, that would have been brought up loud and clear. Some have suggested that that news has been specifically squashed, and I'm going, well, with the politicization of this whole project, of both these projects, and all the negative reporting on it, if that was truly the case, wouldn't that have been presented louder and clearer?
Yeah, I think so, and I think you would have seen those concerns coming out from the experts who are actually looking at the pipeline through the approval process. Mm-hmm. The companies who are building these pipelines and moving these resources around don't want these pipelines to spill anything out. They want to get that oil safely to its destination. In the case of Dakota Access Pipeline, refineries in Illinois. So they have every reason to make sure these are safe and efficient. pipelines. And I think a lot of this cause of concern, these concerns that are floating around, have really been overblown by paid activists and a lot of folks in the media.
If there was spillage, I mean, this would be something akin to the Gulf oil spill that was such a disaster, you know, and, you know, people would be up in arms about this, you know, and maybe there's some minor leaking or something of some inconsequential measure. But obviously, it would seem to me, I mean, logic and reason would tell you that if it was significant, you know, people have had plenty of time to argue and debate this, but you don't hear a whole lot about there being, you know, oil leakage along these pipeline routes, which, you know, how many miles of pipeline do we have under America already, right?
In the millions. We have pipelines all over this country, and I think that's a fact that most people don't necessarily recognized. And one of the areas where there's a lack of pipelines is in North Dakota, and which is why they're building this pipeline, because we've seen the shale boom happen in the Bakken shale in North Dakota. And so they're trying to get that oil to the rest of the country. And I think a bigger point here is there's also a lack of understanding about how important these resources are to our everyday lives. I mean, we think about oil and obviously refining it into gasoline to put in our cars, but a lot of the derivatives that come from natural gas and oil are used in things that we use every day. I mean, if you have something plastic in your office or at home, it's from petroleum. So these resources are important not just to using, not just for energy or transportation, but just to our way of life, and they have to be moved around the country.
Well, Chris, I know you like this as well. When the president said, "Hey, we're going to build these pipelines here in America with American steel," I mean, he did not miss an opportunity here to remind people that it is all about jobs for Americans. It is all about the American way of life and American business.
It is, and I think that's the key of his energy plan, and I think we'll see that more and more as it comes out. I mean, you're talking about construction jobs just for building the pipeline. You're talking about jobs at refineries, the product, all the downstream stuff that comes from these products. I mean, that's about creating more jobs, raising wages in this country. So there's a lot of benefits to moving these resources around that maybe you can't see with the naked eye.
Well, you know, the president kind of laughed when he talked about his stimulus. I'm talking about the former president. He laughed when he said that the shovel-ready jobs weren't there. Well, there were shovel-ready jobs in the making here that he chose to ignore, didn't he?
He did, because President Obama made this clear in one of his State of the Union addresses. They wanted to make wind and solar profitable. That was their goal. They chose sources that they thought that they wanted to push on the American people, that they wanted to push on the electric grid, and that's how they were going to spend taxpayer dollars. You know, our position at the American Energy Alliance is let consumers choose, let markets decide, let markets decide informed by people's choices, and that's how things should operate in this country. And I think we're starting to get back to that a bit after years of cronyism and throwing subsidies at special interests.
Well, I know that many workers here are excited, you know, people that will get, I mean, these jobs that we're talking about are good paying jobs. We're not talking fast food type minimum wage jobs that are going to be on the line here. This is going to be a positive boom here. And the Heartland Institute, they chimed in. They said pipelines are simply safer, more economic, and present less environmental risk than does the currently used rail transport. And that's what echoed what you said earlier, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, and to your first point, this is about jobs. We published a study last year that actually President Trump cited on the campaign trail that talked about opening up more of our resources for
Chris Warren, thank you so much. We got to leave it right there. Thank you.
You and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband Both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, say, can you see why the dawn's early light?
America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots.
Yeah, just to be reminded of the vision, the new vision for America, something to get excited about. 27 before the top of the hour. Annika Smith is with us. She's an associate editor at The Stream. She grew up in a small logging community on the West Coast where she took part in her first political protest against the Spotted Owl. Now, keep in mind, she's 5 years old, okay? So this kind of tells you, you know, she started early. And for her fifth birthday, you know what she wanted? Or actually her sixth birthday, right? Your sixth birthday, you asked your parents, can I go to heaven? Because I want to go sing with Roy Orbison.
You are so good. Oh, my gosh, you remember that.
Hey, not that I was there, but these are things I hear about. But, yes, you brought the coaches back in precocious, right?
My parents thought so. I don't know if you can still say that when you're 30, but
well,
yes.
No. Hey, there's no reason to let it go. Why not? You know. So, hey, I'm teasing, obviously, but we got some serious stuff to talk about in light of the Women's March that we just recently had. That many conservative women, women like yourself, accused of being a Stepford Wife Republican. After you wrote a column in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, talk about the wrong gospel, wrong church right there, because you were supporting Sarah Palin's VP nomination. This is the yin and the yang and the contrast that we have in this country today. You've got women who, they say they represent women, but by the same token, they want to invalidate 40-45% of American women that identify with conservatism.
And not only conservatism, but anything that is just a little out of step of their orthodoxy. I met with a lot of women at the march who, some of whom agreed with us on the pro-life issue. So we were at the Women's March for life, counter-demonstrating, trying to be peaceful and just to say, this is what you need to know about abortion. It betrays women. This is a very pro-abortion march. Funded by Planned Parenthood, backed by abortion providers with a lot of money.
Yeah, supposedly there were $90 million poured into that. Supposedly,
crazy was that, to think was, of that from a lot.
Those hats those hats were expensive,
funded.
Huh?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. I don't know what yarn they were using. It didn't look that good, but who knows? but there were women who were like, we support them. Muslim rights, we support immigration reform and letting more people in, but we stand with you on the pro-life thing. But they couldn't shout that. To see that it has to be one way, a very narrow way to count as a woman, and if you don't fall in line, if you happen to be pro-Trump and pro-woman, if you happen to be pro-life and pro-woman, that your voice doesn't matter. This is not a thing for you, and you're actually part of the problem.
Right.
In their eyes. Right.
Yeah, so, and the thing that surprises me, Annika, is that, forget about Trump, forget about all that other stuff, that ideology. What about the core principles, like the Constitution? How do you marry Sharia law into the U.S. Constitution?
Oh, no one would dare.
You can't have that conversation.
Talk about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Those first principles are no longer valid in this mindset, I think, is what we're seeing, which is a really disturbing thing. It's the illiberalism of the new left, the radical left, that's starting to mainstream with things like the Women's March.
Well, we went through this with this previous administration. I refer to it as a theoretical presidency because everything was built on theory. And it was like, forget about the facts, the empirical evidence, history. Let's set that aside. Let's have this new theory. It was like this teacher's lounge mentality. If you had the teacher's lounge, the faculty lounge, cabinet coming in and running the country, that seems to be the case in the last 8 years, that we wanted to cast off all empirical evidence. And I know you'd appreciate this. The Word of God says, a people without vision will perish. And the other interpretation of that is they cast off restraint. Restraint, to me, is the founding principles of our Constitution. That is restraint. That is definition. Those are boundaries. Those are walls that define who your country is, what you believe in, so that if you want to leave your country and you want to come to America, I'm coming to America because of the founding principles. Those values, those freedom principles, those are very encouraging and will cause me to get in a boat, to swim, to scratch my way to get into that country because of what it stands for. Now it's like, what do we stand for? We're just so open-minded that our brains are falling out and we're letting go. We're casting off restraint from those founding principles and those things that made America great in the first place, if I might say that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think also to see restraint as you want to restrain power, not because you are a killjoy, but because you want to protect the rights of all. Because you have a broader vision, a vision that is actually more tolerant and allows for more speech, more freedom, and I think seeing the devolution of people who regarded free speech as the right to argue and to have a point, and we have safe spaces now, and then seeing the march and the vulgarity, the implied violence, and people being shouted down, some people being shoved away, it's really disturbing, and I think you see where it leads to. And we should be hoping, especially for people of faith, praying that that peace and that right logical thinking can be restored.
Well, no doubt that there is increasing energy behind the March for Life. Women experientially have found out that casting off restraint, murdering 60 million babies is not where it's at. And it's more than what the government would say. And, some of those that were represented in the conversation about it being, their body and their right. Well, if you want to claim that, with every right comes responsibility. And, last time I checked, it takes two. And what about the man's right?
What about the man's right and the man's responsibility?
Exactly.
I think the untold story is often it is the man pressuring the woman. We think this is a choice. Often it's not. It's boyfriends and husbands saying, I'm not going to support you. I want you to take care of this, and this is on you now. And because of abortion, they get to do that. And the abortion has a cost for the women. And that's the other thing that is not remembered in this conversation.
Well, and I would say, Annika, that there's a cost for men. And I'm starting to see it, is that men are, I call it the silent cry. And there is yet to be a cry of Rachel from the male side that where men realize what they have done and how they've been culpable and participated in the murdering of these 60. They're very children. They're very children as well on this. And so, we'll see if the media covers the March for Life like they did this last one. Probably not. But you and I will keep talking about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Annika Smith on Bill Martinez. Appreciate it, Annika. Take care. Have a great day.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hello. Is there anybody in there?
This is what we call smart power, using every possible tool and partner to advance peace and security, leaving no one on the sidelines, showing respect even for one's enemies, trying to understand, and insofar as psychologically possible, empathize with their perspective and point of view, helping to define the problems, determine the solutions. That is what we believe in the 21st century will change the prospects for peace.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I think most of us would agree that our former president was quite the enigma. You know, in the midst of all these hundreds of commutations, including Chelsea Manning, the president, in his final days, ordered the bombing of ISIS training camp in Libya. Two U.S. Air Force B-52 bombers, and this news report may have gotten lost in translation with all the excitement that was going on, these B-2 bombers killed more than 80 militants, including some who were involved in plotting terrorist attacks in Europe, the Pentagon. This is what the Pentagon is reporting. The attack, which also included strikes by armed Reaper drones flying from a base in Sicily, was a parting shot from President Obama at the Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL, and one of his final actions as commander-in-chief. What will be the fallout, and what can we expect under the new president, Donald Trump? With us right now to break it down for us, Colonel Denny Gillum. Good to have him back with us. A retired U.S. Army serviceman of 22 years, recipient of 7 Valor Awards in combat. Colonel, always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir? Okay, did we lose him? We lost him. Okay, well, let's see what we got here. Well, with all that big lead-in, we'll get a hold of the colonel and get him reconnected with us. As I mentioned, Colonel Gillum has quite a past. He graduated from West Point, served 22 years in the Army, first as an airborne ranger with two combat tours, for which he was awarded two Purple Hearts and seven awards for valor. Colonel Gillum, I did the lead up in terms of what happened with the Air Force B-2 bombers attacking ISIS's training camps in Libya, killing more than 80 militants. And I want to get your read on this. Is, you know, what will be the fallout here? Did it make, you know, a differential here as a parting shot from the president? And what can we expect under Donald Trump?
Well, you're asking the right question. The question is, we did it. Yes, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it make a difference? That's the question.
Yeah.
And the answer is no. 80 combatants in a war, that's not a big deal. They don't have a big problem getting recruits. They don't have a problem replacing leaders. No organization has a problem replacing leaders. I'm sure the staff you run, there's somebody who could take over if you got sick.
Right.
That's true for me, too. There's always more people to step in. Is it a good hit? Are we glad we did it? Sure. But we have to attack their ideology. We have to actually say that radical Islam is evil, and we're going after everybody who practices it or advocates it. How do you beat an enemy you won't even name? Now, it looks like Mr. Trump is going to name that.
Yeah, I mean, he shocked people when he named him in his inauguration address.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I guess some people perceive that part as the dark side of his speech. I'm not sure I read too much darkness in it, but some did.
Well, if you were a radical Islamist, you would.
Yeah.
But the point is, we need a leader who will identify the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
For 8 years, we have more longer than that. We don't know who the enemy is. At least our national government will not say who the enemy is. I'm a soldier. You can't beat somebody if you don't know who they are.
Exactly.
If you're shooting me, I can shoot back. Mm-hmm. But how do I stop you from shooting again? How do I stop you from getting reemployed? We have to attack their ideology. We have to attack. Right after 9/11, President Bush said, we're going after whoever did this, and any country that houses them, we're going after them. This is war. Except that he didn't do that then.
Right.
We didn't attack Libya. We didn't attack Egypt. We didn't attack the places they were coming from. He said all the right words, but he didn't do them. I am hoping now we'll recognize that. And you never win wars from the air. Yes, air power is incredibly important. As an infantryman, I'll tell you what, I love the air support.
Mm-hmm.
You don't win from there.
Right.
You've got to be down there face to face. You've got to take them out. You got to control territory. The way we won World War One or World War Two in Japan and Germany, yes, we beat them militarily, but then we came in and helped them rebuild their government, rebuild their culture from being dictatorial to being democratic to education for people to treating women with respect, all that sort of stuff. This isn't an easy thing. And if we don't want to do that, then let's go in and knock them out militarily and then back out. But
right.
Let's not put any of our people at risk unless we're going in to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've gotten into this kind of messed up concept, and it dates back, Colonel, you know better than I do, but for me, from my perspective, it dates back to Vietnam, where, you know, we would fight and expend resources not only monetarily, but our blood and our treasure, our very people, and then, you know, we'd give up the territory and come back, you know, a couple of weeks later to, you know, regain the land again. I mean, it was kind of, it was silly. It's not the way to engage in war. I believe, you know, for me, and some might accuse me of being quite hawkish, but I believe that when you get into military action, you let the military do what they do best. They go break things up and they make things happen and they bring the diplomats back to the negotiating table. But I'm not one, and I know this came up in the confirmation hearings about the military being controlled by civilians. I think that's a big mistake. I still maintain that.
Well, we want the ultimate decisions being made by civilians, the president, secretary of defense.
Yes.
But they should be listening to their military advisors. And if they ignore them, which has been happening for the last 8 years, much happening, there's never 100% of anything. Then you get quagmires. You pointed out exactly right. The only purpose to have a military is to kill people and break things.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're good enough at doing that, people will stay away from us because they won't want to mess with us.
Exactly.
But if before we send our people into harm's way, let's have Congress declare war. Name an enemy. World War II, you know, at this point in 1943 in World War II, it was against the law to sell sliced bread because we didn't want to waste lubricants or metal on bread slicers. We needed them to fight and win a war. The whole country was at war.
Exactly.
If we're going to, we don't, one of the standard gags around the military today is the military's at war, America's at the mall, and Washington's at lunch.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to send our troops out into harm's way. Let's all go to war.
Yeah, that's the, you know, that would be the focus, and that would seem to be the focus that President Trump is bringing to bear here, is that we need to understand that, you know, we're all in this fight. You know, the thing that challenges me, Colonel, is that when you have our sons and daughters out there and they're being shot at, and I've got to send a message to the Pentagon thousands of miles away to find out if I can respond to the shooting. I mean, something's wrong here. I mean, you know, the rules of engagement are so turned upside down, you know, it doesn't make sense here. And maybe to your point, it's because we go in and get engaged in these conflicts. And if it's not a declared war, then we get these compromised rules of engagements that come into play.
You hit the nail right on the head, Bill. That is absolutely the issue. If you send me in as an infantryman with my troops to clear an area, I'm going to clear it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me people wearing certain shirts or little kids. If there's somebody who's not supposed to be there, host country, you get them out.
Right.
When you send me in, I'm going to clear. And anybody in the way, I'm not going to intentionally kill anybody. But anybody that doesn't give up, anybody that acts strangely, I'm not putting my men at risk to take a chance to see if maybe this person isn't really a suicide bomber. No chance. Don't do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's not supposed to be there, you get them out. Otherwise, tell them, don't put me in until it's that time.
Well,
close combat's about.
And the challenge we have in today's culture is that, you know, people want the benefits of freedom, but they really don't want to invest in what it takes. You know, they'd much rather sit around in their safe places and singing kumbaya. Well, all that's fine for as long as you can get away with it, but that's not going to defend your freedoms.
Precisely. It would be really wonderful if we could all just sing kumbaya and beat our swords into plowshares, our swords into pruning hooks. The problem is there's some bad people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to take advantage of you. So therefore, we need some people, sheepdogs, who will protect the sheep.
Exactly, exactly. And that's
we need to care for them.
And you know, we need to understand that that's, you know, we're fortunate to have sheepdogs, you know, and we're blessed to have that because that's what allows us to sleep at night and for us to have peace here in this country. But we need to keep it in proper perspective. But when you have, you know, people putting out a certain narrative out there, a prejudice narrative that thinks that, you know, it's all, you know, love and joy and peace and unicorns, you know, they're just not dealing with reality. And I think that this is what Donald Trump's administration will bring to bear here, is that it will rattle us into reality to allow the military. I mean, him being surrounded by some strong military advisors here, I think there's a change in the wind here. What do you say?
I could not agree with you more. And that's not just in the military. He's bringing in people who know how to be successful. You don't bring in, if you're upset with our education system, you don't bring in an educator who was raised in our education system to change it, because he or she, as good as they are, don't know any different. They don't know how to ask challenging questions.
Well, Colonel, we've got to leave it right there. We're all out of time. Thank you so much, as always, for being with us. Colonel Danny Gillum on Bill Martinez Live.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com.
FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
A lot can happen in 6